Oh, yes. That's Lou Donaldson with Blues Walk. And it's a favorite of mine. You've heard it here before, too. I just needed to refresh my memory and also to save some mouth time. Let me explain that. Yesterday, I had quite an experience at the dentist's office, the dental surgeon's office, I should say. And I'm not too keen on repeating that. So I'm okay. I'm okay, except I may sound kind of funny. I may just sound a little bit funny to you. But them's the breaks. I had a long session at the dental surgeon yesterday, and it was not something I would recommend to most people. So take care of your teeth, and even if it hurts a little bit, be thankful. And that's incidentally where I'm going today about being thankful. Yes, they banged me up pretty good yesterday, but I am thankful. More than a year into the COVID-19 pandemic that has gripped the nation and most of the world, we continue doing our best to survive and to thrive. It's what life is. In the bleakest, most challenging times, how do we pull through? Not for our own sakes, because I think when all is said and done, we're always, always concerned about others, even though we may not say it out loud. But that is a major part of our thinking. So it's not for our sakes alone. It's also because we're thinking about those who depend on us. So today, my day after dental torture, I want to pause and give some thought and some thanks for the ongoing miracle. We may not acknowledge it, and we should. We just should. The ongoing miracle of our survival during this raging storm called COVID-19. Just to remind ourselves that countless others have shared and still share our journey. After a while, you just get overloaded. You're emotionally overloaded and psychologically overloaded. And there is no more space for suffering and for lamenting what is happening. There's just no more space. But you can relieve the burden by thinking just the same that, as you know, awful as things might be, you've weathered the storm. You've managed to pull through. Whether it's because other people in your life have helped with that enormously, or whether you dipped into your reserves and you found that you had quite a bit still left that you could draw from to keep you buoyant when everything looks like, you know, things are sinking, you can still remain buoyant. You still remain victorious because you can look to this little reservoir that you have. May it be good friends, good neighbors, good family members who are rooting for you in one way or another. And this pulls us through. I just thought we'd pause today, give my mouth a little rest from yesterday's workout, and talk about the adversity we face very often in life. And somehow we manage to pull through, but it's not a mystery when you think about it. Very often we know what that somehow is, how it came about. And that is because there are people almost magically inserted in your life who would respond almost out of nowhere. It could just be a phone call. It could be sharing a joke. It could be trying to find out how you're doing. Would you have some time for dinner? Whatever it is. They let you know in so many ways, you are not forgotten. And suddenly you get this burst of energy, you get revived because you're consoled and you stop feeling sorry for yourself and you look to the miracle of simple things in your life that you might have overlooked before. You know, somebody calling you just to say hello, maybe a little thing. But then as you revisit it with a new intelligence, with a new heart, you realize what a big thing it is to just get a phone call from somebody saying, hey, I thought about you. Hope you're doing okay. In the midst of this pandemic, I have to tell you, that has happened to me quite often. People just checking on you. They didn't used to check on you, you know, a lot, and you didn't check on them a lot. But suddenly it has a great importance in your life because you have come to appreciate life in a different way. And simple things have great meaning. So get out your handkerchiefs and share with us today how in the midst of all of this devastation, all of this turmoil that we're experiencing, all the negatives that have enveloped us, how is it, what is your explanation for how it is that we're still putting one foot in front of the other and trying to make our way? And also, I want you to recognize that simple act. We have to take the time to start recognizing that that in and of itself is a gift. It's a miracle in some cases that we can do that and pull through. So think about that and let's talk about that today. What pulled you through? What is pulling you through? And could you recall a specific moment when you didn't expect anything at all in the way of comfort or in the way of, you know, cheering you up or helping you see things more clearly? But the help came just the same without you asking for it in any way. You didn't verbalize it, but it was there. And because it was there, you went on and you did your thing for yet another day. Isn't that a miracle in itself? And we should pause every now and then to appreciate these little miracles in our lives. We don't, because we take it for granted. We always talk to Sylvia or Bobby. So it's no big deal, really. But until you rest a moment and you take it all in with an entirely different sensibility, and you see that something very small and almost insignificant is such a big gift to you, to help you. All right. 888-874-4888 is the number to call. I know we're getting a little emotional and sloppy today, crying in our beer. But, you know, every now and then you ought to do that. If you saw me yesterday, you would have been so sorry for me. You would have cried. You would have been so sorry. You would have said, oh, could I, let me take the pain of that tooth away from you and put it on me. I felt it. So I came through. Everything went well, but I have a huge fear of the dentist's office. But guess what? I walked in like it's no big deal. They took care of me and calmed me down without knowing it. I mean, without making it obvious. And so I was able to proceed. And it was a miracle for me. If you know me and dentists, we don't get along too well. But it was a breeze. And yet it was very painful. But I'm okay. And I marveled at that. A couple of years ago, that would never have been the case. You would have to tie me down. You would have to administer some kind of a calming agent to me or something. But this was very different. Was it because I matured? Was it because I grew up? And I said, well, this is what we have to do today. So face it and get it done. Or was it because somehow I was the recipient of a lot of calming energy? And I was stunned at myself that I was so calm. I was stunned. So I wanted to know how that feeling expresses itself in your life during this time. The virus is all around, creating all kinds of havoc, killing off tens of thousands of people, infecting millions of others. And with that, the calamities that occur, people no longer could work the way they normally do. They can't earn a living. Life is topsy-turvy. And still they feel the pressure of having to do their jobs because they have families to take care of. It's a tall order. But what is pulling you through? What do you think is pulling you through? You still are here. You haven't jumped off a building. You haven't done grievous harm to yourself. you're still holding on and putting one foot in front of the other and trying to go your way. What an admirable and courageous thing to do. But something must have impacted on you during this time. Have you thought of that? Do you know what it might be? Or are you thinking about it for the first time? I mean, really stopping to think about it. That every day, somehow, you manage to pull through. You manage to get done the things that need to be done in your life. And there is no rational explanation for how you're getting it done, but you're doing it. I'd love to know. I really would love to know what is driving you. What is that force that is giving you that energy to do what you have to do when everything tells you, you know, stop, jump in the bed, pull the covers over your head, and disappear for several hours at a time. And, you know, you'll deal with the world in the morning. But no, you're doing your thing. You're doing your thing. How do you do your thing? How do you do that in this time, in this moment? I really would like to know. Why don't you share it with us and we could know? And maybe we could compare notes. I tell you, I was so stunned about myself yesterday. I was very stunned about myself. And that I managed to pull off something I could never have imagined pulling off just a couple of months ago. But I said, okay, let's do this. Let's do this and let's get it done. And then when we were done, I came home. And the thought of the dentist's office was nowhere close to my mind, except that it was where I was. It isn't where I was any longer. And I'm on to something else. You see? That's miraculous to me. Simple little thing, but was miraculous to me. Have you had such a kind of a miracle in change of attitude or drawing on reserves that you did not know that you had and getting through the day? What do you call that? What is it? Have you thought about it? 888-874-4888. We're going a little bit mushy today. Because I think, too, we don't very often think about these things. There are so many distractions on any given day in our lives that we don't have time to think about these things. And so because we don't think about these things, we don't think that they exist. And we don't think that we have them. We don't have that kind of resource within ourselves. But really, when we stop and we think about it, it's for some of us, it's a great miracle that you can go from day to day without paralysis, you know, setting in and, you know, just giving up. Alex from New Jersey, you start us off today. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Chief. I wanted to say that I always said it, and I guess you come to that realization too, most people that go to a dentist. Dentistry is the only profession that you paid them to torture you.
Oh, Well, that's one way to look at it.
That's
But really, it's the accumulation of fear over the years is what you encounter in that office.
Yes, but again, on top of all that, you still have to pay them to torture you, to give you pain. I mean, that's always been my reality with dentistry. Of course, with most people, if they wait too long for any dental work, it gets worse and worse and worse. So you might start off with 10% pain, and you hold it off, and you keep biting the bullet, as you call it. You keep biting the bullet until you're forced to go. And at that point, you're at 80, 90% pain, and you still have to, and you also have to pay probably three times more money for something that you could have taken care of way before then. So I think the whole concept here is fear.
Probably, but let me ask you, in this time of COVID-19, have you stopped at all to figure out how it is that you're going from day to day without any special, if I could use that word, without any special care? You are just doing what you normally do and not thinking about it.
That's literally what it is. You just, life gives you what life gives you. You just go forward and you deal with the consequences once it happens. No different now that what we're talking about, dentistry, preventative. You deal with the best that you can as you go through life, and do not give any energy to fears, just like dentistry, fears that, most of the time are unfounded. So then you wasted all that time, and you probably made things worse where you could have just went on with your life forward and deal with the consequences as they appear to you at that time and try to do preventatively.
So you're not focusing in on what could stop you, such as COVID-19 or any other major problem in your life. You're just going ahead as if, well, it's just another day.
Yes. I'm a parent of a daughter with autism, and also a husband of a wife with MS.
Wow.
So,
that's a tall order.
Yeah, so, and I also run my business as well. So, in that aspect of it, you can't spend your energy on worrying about things, because then it does accumulate. It's like whatever you think is. So if you focus on negativity, focus on fears, on worries, then believe it or not, the energy, life reflects that back to you. So if you don't focus on it, then you deal with the consequences as they come, as they are, not as intense. So I believe that life is like a boomerang. Whatever you focus on, it comes back to you much harder if you keep throwing energy into it. So if you don't give it energy, then, yeah, you're still going to have your consequences and situations are going to come up, but they're not going to be as strong with the hit back.
Devastating, yes. I see. So. Thank you. Thanks, Alex, for your words of wisdom today. Thank you. Harvey from Berkeley. How are you doing, Harvey?
Pretty good, pretty good. And, I just want to say that, wonderful Eutrice, that sugar, when I stopped eating sugar, all related sugar, except for some sweet fruit, years ago, and that's when my cavities stopped and my everything, feels good. I floss and I brush. So the sugar is the main, to me, it was the main culprit. And everything is so loaded with sugar in our diet that it just wears our teeth away. So that's one thing that I did. And I don't really have any tooth problems because of it. I'm very happy about that. But a couple other things. First of all, I used to go to the cafes where I live here in Berkeley, and I'm not with anybody, but So I just was out of touch, literally. And there's something called the cuddle hormone. It's a feel-good hormone, oxytocin, it's called. It's produced by the hypothalamus gland, and it's released by the pituitary gland. And when we're physically in touch, we're affectionate, it gives rise to feelings of connection, bonding, trust, and a love of life. And so when the COVID hit, the cafes closed down, and I used to just give neck rubs for free to people. That was my way of staying in touch by, you know, giving neck rubs and hand rubs and shoulder rubs to people in a cafe, everybody fully dressed, everybody feeling secure. And it was my connection to this oxytocin. But then when the COVID hit, all of a sudden, I was deprived of being able to give people neck rubs. And so a wonderful thing happened. I transferred that to my neighbor's dogs. I have my neighbors, I live in an apartment building, and three of my neighbors, they sort of work, and I have volunteered to walk their dogs. And I started giving the dogs neck rubs, and they love it. So now when they see me, they throw themselves down on the ground, and I give them all neck rubs. I give them all body rubs, and it's become like a habit. Both with them and myself, and I believe it's my new oxytocin connection. So that's really helped reconnect me with other loving beings, especially our pets. We love them. But one thing that I do that gets me out of bed in the morning, literally at sunrise, I jump out of bed, I put on my clothes, and I go out and I clean my neighborhood. I get my pickup stick and my paper bags, and I just feel, you know, I mean, it's so easy to just lie there and go, oh me, oh my, this is terrible and just getting worse, it's not healthy to go into depressions like that, but I don't feel like that at all. I get out there, I clean the streets, and especially during the COVID, you want a clean neighborhood, and I feel good. I get my walk in, I get my exercise, stretching and moving, and my neighbors, they thank me. It's a regular thing now. I mean, so many people thank me, so it's a wonderful thing, and it's carried me through the whole COVID. So those are the things that I'm doing during the COVID to keep my spirit up. And I'm a happy guy, and I just think that getting back in touch, getting the oxytocin, walking, you know, maybe walk your neighbor's dog if you don't have one. Give the dog a little neck rub, a little back rub. Don't just pat it on the head. It loves that sort of thing. So these are the things that I've turned to, and they're very inexpensive. In fact, if you stop eating sugary things, you'll save a lot of money right there. So I think that's one of the things I've been doing during the COVID, and I hope that maybe people out there, it can help that what I'm doing helps them get through the COVID as well.
Thank you. That's a great account that you just offered us there. Thank you so much. 888-874-4888. And I'd like to take a break. Are we okay with a break? And then we come back to more calls right after that. Yes, we'll take a break and come back to your calls right after that. In case you haven't caught on, I'm taking it easy today. I had a pretty intense session yesterday at the dentist. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a painful in the sense of masochism. It wasn't that kind of painful. But I'm just naturally not comfortable at all in a dentist's office. But this was more than a dentist. This was an oral surgeon. And we had to get some things done. I was prepared for the worst, but really nothing happened. And it was all me. I realized that. It was all my anticipation and unnecessary worrying. And then just to put icing on the cake, although, of course, Harvey says no sugar, but just put the icing on the cake, when I was ready to come home, my favorite cab driver was right there. I don't know how it happened. And then I thought to myself when I got home, I just experienced a series of small miracles. And so I'm happy. I'm happy about that. That was quite a day. Gina from New York, you're on the air.
Oh, how you doing? Well, I guess okay. You're telling us. You sound good. You kind of pulled me in with your message. What am I doing? Well, I'm a Gary Null listener. I'm a Utrecely listener and stuff like that. So that's part of what's helping me is to, you know, learn about health, learn about the current events, and I'm also taking time to, you know, try to stay at least somewhat active and try to eat good. I'm a gardener. So if you can garden or if you can do what some of my friends suggest, find ways to have a pot of something growing. Let me tell you, part of living, part of life is to be, I was speaking about this with a friend of mine, keeping in mind that circle of life that we're a part of, that you start out as a seed, you know, and then there's another seed that joins. And then you become a potential at that moment or some point after. And then once we're born and we live, we grow, there's still a seed in us that's growing and learning. And I'm not a perfect person. I'm learning too. You know, I have to keep in mind of things I say too. But by learning and growing and seeing something grow from a seed or from a young plant, you're giving back to, you know, the earth that gives so much to us, even though in a lot of ways we messed her up. I mean, it's just amazing that the land, the earth, and the sky still give to us. We're such naughty children. And there, I guess there's something about this circle, even in that, that there's something Jesus-like, I guess you could say, or Muhammad-like, Buddha-like, you know, woman-like, that you hurt it in a way, but it probably won't even admit that it's hurt in some ways, but it'll still give back to you. And gardening shows how you can give back to something, even though you're technically abusing it. And that's part of the circle, to give back and you get, give back and you get all the time.
So how has that principle helped you through these COVID-19 months?
Well, for one thing, when I get out there to the garden, you know, and you can garden and you do it, you have extra food. And that's important. When you've been standing on lines, I've been, not now, but last year, we were all standing on lines just to get whatever. And I don't think I'll ever forget that those times when I went to Whole Foods, and I miss Integral Yoga grocery store here in NYC, but I had to start going to the Whole Foods only. And I think it was a Friday, walked in. I never saw it. This place is massive. And there were empty shelves everywhere. The whole meat section was gone except for, I don't know, some piece of meat that I guess no one wanted. That meat section must have been at least, I guess, 12 feet long. You know, I'm not going to stay on much longer. But when you have food, at a time when it's hard to get food, you get a reminding of how, you know, what your basic needs are. You know, it might not be to have a new pair of shoes or a new dress or, you know, a new piece of technology. Although you might find you need a piece of technology to communicate. But you will find food. When you're hungry and you can't get it, but you can go to the garden and pick off something that you've grown and at least have something to eat while you're going to go to the grocery store or going to go wherever to get something to eat or pull something out of your cabinet. That's immediate when you have food and you know it's good. It's fresh. It's healthy.
Well, certainly something to think of and to implement, actually. Thank you so much, Gina, for calling.
Good. I'm glad you're good. Thank you.
Thank you. And now we have Gino. This wasn't arranged. Gino from the Bronx.
That's another synchronicity. That's the first time, Gina and Gino. Hi, you, Therese.
Yes. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm glad to know that you're doing better. And yes, what is this mysterious something that pulls us up when we sometimes least expect it? You know, all your callers are basically saying the same thing in a variation way. You know, they're all saying instead of getting paralyzed like a river, they get stagnated and stagnant and feeling dammed up, or, you know, they just keep flowing. And instead of dwelling on the problem, which is not to be ignored, they are all doing something. And that dissipates that paralysis. So taking care of people, taking care of pets, taking care of the earth, I think it's covering everything there. That's the key. Don't let the fear, don't let the seemingly death or the fear factor paralyze us. So what is the antidote to that? So I often dwell on, when I start the day, I mean, I just sit back and I'll just dwell on the invisibility of everything coming that we see that's visible and the consciousness behind all this creativity that's manifesting everywhere. And just taking the time to think about it and tuning into it. Me, I do a little meditation. First I'll pray, meditate, then pray again. So the thoughts are more charged for when I do say my prayers for people here and in the spirit world. And then I get up and I try and live it, you know, act upon. Because it's a saying, we become what we think about. So thinking about, and I would say also acting upon it is key factor. Not just thinking about it, because that could become a paralysis too. So I believe, you know, the other day, you know, I got a neighbor who's 92. We did some exercises today because he's not able to walk, you know, very well. He's confined to a chair, so I have to move him from a chair to his couch so he don't get a chair sore, because that's all he's bound to now. And so I'll bring him some books, bring him some food, or the other day it was some tasty organic chocolate ice cream a little bit, and he thought he was dreaming. This is a quote. Oh, it was heavenly. I think I was dreaming. I was in heaven. It's so good, because he doesn't get that from the food that the city sends. And so, you know, today we did some exercises. We walked through the rooms with his walker, and I was behind him so he don't fall. We did some, I gave him a couple of weights, so he's doing arm, you know, for his biceps and his shoulders and his legs. And so he's getting, and the enthusiasm that he's got, because some days I've heard him say, you know, I just want to, if I can take a pill, you know, I want to end it, because he gets so despondent because he was used to going out to the city, the art galleries, the opera, and most of his friends have passed on. So it's just caring for what's under our nose, doing what we can do. You know, we can't solve the whole world's problems, but we can, you know, there's a saying, a little leaven leavens the loaf. And so we do what we can. It may seem small, but it's important we do it.
And how are you getting through? Have you figured out what it is that you draw out of yourself to get through these COVID-19, this long lapse of time?
Yes. Well, remember, Yachis, I gave you that story about the butterfly Holy Spirit, experience back when I was 21. My body's 65 now. And so I've drawn on that constantly because I know that it's real. So I pay attention and let it tune me up, because we all get out of tune, like a guitar or piano, pick your instrument. People are sick, the stresses of, you know, what's going on. I mean, I dwell on the 6 million children, you know, dying every year from starvation, the wars, and we could go on. We all know the evil that's going on. So I just got to tune in, you know, and tune up, let them tune me up. I don't believe it's all me. I think I'm a part of it. It's not like I'm nobody. It's not like I'm everything. I'm a part of it. I'm a cell in the body of that great body of being and whatever label people put on it. And as long as I attune to it and I develop that, the breathing, changing my brain waves, and I feel a strength come in me. Because you have to ask. See, there's a difference between if you believe in the creator and the other one. You have to ask for it to come in. The other one wants to possess, like dictators. They want to possess and take us over. You have to ask. That's the beauty of the creative, the higher creative intelligence. We have to ask for it to come in. It respects our free will, our most precious gift. So much we have to ask for it to come in. So I do that. And so going back from my experience from 21 to now, I mean, I've had many other experiences. I don't need to dwell on them. People can have their own. All I'm saying is the keys are take care of your body, do your meditation, do your prayers, and do your good deeds. It's as simple as that. It's not complicated. And somehow you get this you hear that? You get this, like, inflow of infusion of, you know, enthusiasm and joy and spirit, even though I also, because the fruits of the spirit, one of them is long-suffering. And where I live in the Bronx, believe me, there are many times I do tear up what I see and I sense. And, you know, so whether it's people or animals or, you know, somebody just got shot a couple weeks ago where I live and died, you know, people on drugs, people ODing, people with the heart disease, cancers. So I live within it, but I just share a message of hope and inspiration because I know even people who pass on, the subconscious records everything. So one day, you know, I have to answer for what I'm trying to do, and they'll have to say they can review their own life, the book of God's remembrance. They'll look at their subconscious scroll and see where they were offered an alternative, and they chose not to listen and go a different path, and resulting violence happened or something or an OD. But all we can do is try and not to be too pushy about it, but be an example most of all. And then I try and share the information I learned from Gary and you and Dr. Peter Bregan and others. I'll talk about, you know, taking the zinc, and I'll talk about the vitamin C, and I'll talk about listen to the doctors. I'm not a doctor. Listen to Dr. Zelenko and Dr. McCullough. And I'm really interested in hearing what Gary's got to say. He'll probably have Daniel Sheehan on about who's pulling strings behind it all. But these people don't know. They don't really believe there's something creatively intelligent behind it all. They don't believe what they're putting out will come back. They don't believe in gravity. You don't have to believe in gravity, but step off the roof. It's invisible. You go down. So they have to learn in their own time and in their own way. I just wish that the great seers we have would be promoted more. Not the intellectuals talking about it, but the ones who actually walk the talk, the George Washington Carvers, the Edgar Cayces, the Paramahansa Yogananda. I could go on. And so, but we're all, there isn't nobody we look up to that we don't have that spark in us, because God is no respecter of persons. So I know I'm going on.
Thank you for this message today. Thank you
you're
so
welcome.
Much, Gina.
Thank you. God bless.
Mohammed from New York, you're on the air. What is pulling you through these COVID-19 days and weeks and months?
First of all, I would like to wish you continued good health and your health continue to improve. What is pulling me through is, you're very welcome. I know I have a purpose in life. I'm going to share a story, and I'm going to try to be quick so other people can get in, at least one or two more. I used to work in the Board of Education, and I worked in a program called a LIFE program, and that was for mothers who had children, and they could bring their children to the Board of Education while they would be in school. And, you know, we had school aides that worked with the kids. So from time to time, I would always go in the nursery. And one day I went in there and just looked at one little fella. He was about a year old. And he just looked so sad. So I picked the little fella up and carried him around a little bit. And I knew him for a couple of days.
Can I ask you, is it possible for you to talk directly into the phone?
Yes, I'm trying to now. I got it right in front of me. So anyway,
yeah,
I picked the little fella.
We're still getting that echo. We're still getting an echo.
Okay, maybe I need to push it back a little bit. Okay, can you hear me clearly now?
Just talk directly into the phone.
Okay, that's what I'm doing. Okay, So anyway, I picked the little fella up and I asked him if he missed his mother, and he couldn't talk, and he shook his head yes, so he nodded. And I said, this little fella is very intelligent because he understood what I said. So when his mother came to pick him up that evening, I told her, I said, look, make me this little fella's godmother because he's very intelligent, and I'm going to stay with him at least till he gets through high school and college, right? Make a long story short, a few months ago, he graduated from Parsons, from New School, and he has a BA, and I was able to see that through. And you don't know how happy that made me feel. It was like an injection of some kind of drug or something. But it was very gratifying to work a person through that, help them with their tuition, you know, just give them wise advice and counsel along the way. Just a happy feeling. And the whole key with this whole thing is knowing your purpose. And I know this thing is short-lived. I know about the history of it, why it's here. And I would like to ask you this. I want to know why we haven't, the birds are still healthy, no masks. The cats, the dogs, the squirrels, they're all happy, energetic, and they don't need no masks. And I haven't been hearing about no lot of deaths among them. So that tells me something. Thank you for hearing me. And you have
Thank
a very
you.
Good day. And I hope your dental health continue to improve also.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You're so
Brother David from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be on today. And the
thank
main
you.
Thing I want to say is I want to thank all those people that have been sending me food and drink and whatnot. Some of the people have sent me things. I don't know who even sent it. You know, King's coming from Whole Foods and so forth. So I'm very thankful that people who know me and send me things that I never asked them for. So I appreciate that. And I've gotten so much food. I've, you know, shared it with other people who don't have as much. So I'm getting along fine here, and I'm starting up again. I'm going to be doing some other things like television programs and whatnot. And I just want to make one comment about dentistry. There are some people who are natural dentists. I have some in my family who, from a little child, were always interested in teeth. And I'm one of those fortunate people at my age who has every one of my permanent teeth. So I'm very blessed in that respect. So that's how I'm getting along here. And I enjoy so much listening to you and Gary and other people that make life really interesting. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks. It's great to hear you. It's great to hear you. We have room for a couple more calls before we go at 888-874-4888. I kind of went in this direction today because it was quite a message that I got yesterday that we take for granted a lot of things. And we also get into the habit of, you know, we function almost on automatic. So we don't give very much thought to what we do because we're accustomed to doing something and we just get to it. But every now and then, something happens and you get right back into the asking of questions. How am I functioning every day like this? I don't feel it. I don't sense it, that it's such an onerous thing to do, because it's what I do. And other people, it's the same thing. That's their routine. And then it occurred to me that without being very conscious of it, especially when it is happening, people bring you energy. And it's the kind of energy you immediately can transfer into what it is you have to do. It emboldens you, it bolsters you, it charges you. And you're not expecting it. You're not demanding it or asking for it, but it just comes. It comes to you. And it basically is a message to say, here, I'm giving you, just like COVID-19, you know, a kind of shot in the arm so that, you know, you can continue, and suddenly you have a lighter spirit. You have a more enthusiastic approach to life. And that was what my experience was yesterday. I knew I had a long session because there were quite a few things that I delayed, and it was time to get them done. And because of my fear of the dentist's office, and I knew that we were going to be doing more than just your basic dentistry, I had a fear. It was almost immobilizing. And then all of a sudden, it was okay. It was fine. And then afterwards, I called for a cab, and my favorite cab driver showed up. And we had a great time on my way home, just talking about things. And my whole attitude changed. And I said, now, isn't that amazing? I mean, it wasn't scripted, but that's what happened. So the lesson of what I learned yesterday, I didn't just learn it yesterday, but the lesson was a reminder that as you go in life, you also take time to appreciate the little miracles in your life that come into your life for reasons that you may not know, but for purposes that you are to put these encounters to. You must use them well because they're intended for you. I want to thank everybody for contributing today. We took a little a nostalgic or emotional trip today, but it was well worth it. And I thank you so much for sharing your good thoughts. Please know that I really do appreciate it. So we'll see each other tomorrow. Bye-bye.